Hi, welcome to Microsoft Build 2017. It's so great to see you over here. Today, we're going to talk about building planet-scale mobile apps in minutes with Azure Cosmos DB. Let's talk about a scenario that is becoming more and more common today with globalization taking steps forward. Let's say you build an app, and you're having a great response speed, and your app is responsive in United States markets, and you provision your backend on the East Coast of the United States. But your app is becoming popular, and now you have users and customers in Australia. Now, sadly, from Australia, they're getting a much higher response time because they're talking to your backend that is provisioned in East of the United States. Thanks to Azure, we have a data center in Australia. And if you have the right database that could transparently replicate between East US and Australia, you can enjoy exactly the same latency, exactly the same response type, no matter where your customers are in the world. Wouldn't that be nice? That is precisely what Azure Cosmos DB is bringing to mobile developers. With some of you may remember Azure Document DB, and it's still with us. Azure Document DB has been growing tremendously in terms of capabilities and the feature sets over the past couple years, and it's outgrew its name so much that it only makes sense to rename it and welcome you to Azure Cosmos DB that loves even more mobile developers. And this love is grounded in very tangible traits, like any long-term relationship. With Azure Cosmos DB, you have rich benefit of rich, fast queries, and yet you don't need to have any schema for your data, which is great for versioning scenarios, which is great for any time where your data structure changes very fast, or you don't know what your data structure is to begin with. Azure Cosmos DB is a managed database, global scale database with limitless scale. All we ask you is what throughput you want for your data, to consume your data. At what rate do you want to access your data? And we'll provide it to you, whether it's 1,000 requests per second, million requests per second, or hundreds of millions requests per second. It offers you extremely low latency, as we saw on the slide before. You get less than 10 milliseconds latency in the same data center. And thanks to global Azure Cosmos DB, a planet-scale, globally distributed database service. So your data is transparently can be replicated to any of the 38 or however many we have regions right now in Azure. And so your customers enjoy exactly the same low latency no matter where they are. In addition, Azure Cosmos DB provides mobile developers with some interesting capabilities specifically for mobile apps like geospatial data and binary attachments. With all these core capabilities, there's something more that we're bringing today at Build. We're announcing the multimodal capability of Azure Cosmos DB. With Azure Cosmos DB, you can work with your data that is a key value pairs using familiar Azure Tables API. You can work with your data that has graph shape, and we'll show you in a second how it looks. You can work with your data which are documents. No matter what structure of your data is, you can bring it to Azure Cosmos DB and access it with the same low latency fast queries anywhere in the world. Now let's jump into the demo. To create an Azure Cosmos DB account, you can simply find Azure Cosmos DB right here in new data plus storage. You have Azure Cosmos DB. Type your name. Choose one of the APIs depending on what your data structure is. Document DB for documents. If you have a MongoDB application, we support Mongo. Just like before, at the protocol level, you bring your MongoDB as is. No changes required. Graphs using Gremlin APIs. If you can bring your existing Gremlin applications or build new ones with Azure Cosmos DB. And tables, if you have, you can bring your existing Azure Table Storage applications and enjoy much lower latency, much higher scale, and global distribution, and other great goodies that Azure Cosmos DB brings you. Now, I already have an account created right here. And when you create an account with Azure Cosmos DB, we greet you with a very easy 30 seconds quick start. We invite you to create an items collection, and we are going to be building a Xamarin application. So we're going to create an items collection by clicking a button. And then we download an application already connected to your Azure Cosmos DB account. So here I have this application. It's in Xamarin Studio. And you can use Visual Studio for Mac now. As you can see, it's already connected. As I download it, it's already connected to my Cosmos DB account. Let me run it. And let's start adding to-do items. Going back to Azure Cosmos DB, to manage your data, we offer you a simple full-screen experience to deal with your collections and with your data, no matter what shape your data has. So in this case, we're dealing with documents. So let's see what we have here. So we just inserted an item, get milk, great. Now, as is common in mobile applications, my data structures may evolve over time, and I'll keep publishing new versions of my mobile app over to the App Store. And what happens is that over time, I may have 10 versions of my mobile app running out there, and they all may use different data structure. So let's try it out with Cosmos DB. So let's go in our data model. And since I'm a very organized person, I'm going to add a priority. Why? Want to be an organized person. I'm going to add a priority item. So this, I'm building a new version of my app. This version of the app needs to work with prior data structures, so we're going to make int nullable. And then as all good organized people, I will set priority for all my to-do items as one, right? Everything is equally important. That's a great prioritization. Okay, let's run this. And again, we did not change anything on the backend. We just updated our app, changed the data structure. We'll run the app again. We're gonna add another to-do item, and let's see what happens to our backend. Since we're going to Data Explorer, let's see. So now we have two items. And look, the new item has a priority field. The old item doesn't. And I didn't have to do anything on the backend. My application is directly connected to the database, which does not require me to specify any schema whatsoever. And I can store any data with Azure Cosmos DB in the same collection. I can store my items, I can store my customers, I can store my orders. It doesn't matter. I can use one collection, can fit any data structures. Now, documents is one data format that Azure Cosmos DB works with. We also support tables API. So that's key value pairs. And since we already have established API for key value pairs in Azure called Azure Tables. So this is the Azure Table API. It works on the wire. It uses OData. To spare you from writing OData queries in the Data Explorer, we offer you a nice query builder, and you can change your queries. You can edit your data. You can add more entities, etc. And it's all with a nice, and if you really want the query text, we give you the OData query as well. Another data model we support is graphs. So here we have a Marvel Comics data model, data set in an ASA collection, and you can store documents and graphs and tables in the same collection. It's just different APIs can work with the same data store. So here I have the champions Contest of Champions comics, and all look at all these champions that were featured in that comics. And I can navigate, I can work with my graph, I can transparently, I can expand and explore more and more of my graph. I can use Gremlin queries, type them right here. I can change the styles of the presentation of the graph to easily visualize it, etc. That's all great. We support many data models, but for all these data models, we provide you the same great runtime capabilities. Azure Cosmos DB is a globally distributed database service. So you can replicate, and in this case, our Marvel graph is dataset is replicated across all Azure regions across the world. That means that anywhere in the world, customers are experiencing the same low latency, less than 10 milliseconds. And at the same time, you can write infinite, 100 millions of operations per second transparently, and we replicate the data transparently. We use intuitive consistency models to govern the data consistency of the replicated data. And with Azure Cosmos DB, consistency is like a good scotch. It was distilled, these intuitive consistency settings were distilled from over 40 years of experience of building distributed applications. So instead of drowning you with 50 different parameters that govern consistency, we give you five simple choices. You want everything consistent? Use Strong. You'll have to pay a little extra because it costs in throughput to provide the Strong consistency. You want balanced tailors to limit you're okay dealing with a bit less consistent data as long as the lag is bounded by some time. Use balanced tailors. For mobile apps, session consistency is great because it gives you benefit of Strong consistency from the point of view of single user, but at the same time, you get performance of the eventual consistency, or as low in the Azure Cosmos DB terms, it's all about the throughput and therefore the cost of your operations. With all that, we give you enterprise level 4.9 SLAs, and it's not just on availability, but we give it on consistency that you choose. We give it for latency. As you can see, latency here is less than 2 milliseconds most of the time. At P99, it's at 99th percentile, is less than 10 milliseconds. On availability, of course, and we give you plenty of interesting metrics so that you can explore how your Azure Cosmos DB collection is doing, including distribution per partitions and so on. Now, these capabilities are useful for anyone, any developer. But especially for mobile, I want to conclude with a simple demo that shows you, highlights the benefit of Azure Cosmos DB for mobile applications beyond versioning. So let me switch to a different solution right here. All right, and let's start it. Great, so we launched the application. Let's adjust resolution quickly. This is a simple earthquakes application that allows you to track earthquakes anywhere in the world. And right now we're looking at Seattle area. And the way you can retrieve the earthquakes data is by determining the polygon. And then just clicking the earthquakes. And this uses Azure Cosmos DB to fetch the earthquakes data. And when it comes back, and look how fast it came back, right? Because the application is talking directly to Azure Cosmos DB. No middle tier is involved. And this is a geospatial query. We're providing a polygon, and we're getting earthquakes. And Seattle is just shaky grounds. So you think that there are no earthquakes, but there are quite a few of them happening all the time. And look at the code, the beauty of it. All it takes to fetch geospatial data is using link in C sharp. You just specify pass a polygon right here in a quake location within. We have geospatial functions built in the query language in SQL. as well as in the link in our link provider. You don't have to write any code, and you can use your geospatial types to query the data. Now, in conclusion, you have this tremendous database service, globally distributed database service, that gives you all the benefits of rich queries using SQL, Mongo API, or JavaScript, or data, at the same fast queries, no restrictions on schema, you don't need to specify schema at all, limitless elastic scale, and it's more than just words. You really, literally, you just give us a throughput using request units, and based on the throughput you provision, we guarantee it, and we provide you the throughput, and we guarantee it with SLA. It's globally replicated and provides a bunch of capabilities, including geospatial and binary attachments, to mobile developers. Check out Azure Cosmos DB at azure.microsoft.com. The samples that I used in this demo can be downloaded from GitHub, from our account in GitHub. There are many exciting sessions about Azure Cosmos DB and other great services in Azure at Build and Channel 9. And we always have for you Microsoft Virtual Academy, where you can dive even deeper. Thank you.